It's definitely been a great honor to serve over the course of this year, and I'm looking forward to many more years in the future. For our very brief homily, I would like to call your attention to the very last part of the reading shared so eloquently by Jen. She read these words, "Whenever there is a meeting that summons us to our better selves, wherever our lostness is found, our fragments are united, our wounds begin healing, our spines stiffen, and our muscles grow strong for the task, there is a ministry. So each of you, whether you're RE teachers or not, in this room, has a ministry to this world, has a way that your lostness can be found through service to others." In a moment, we are going to hear from our coming of age class as they share their credo statements. Together with myself and their very able mentors and parents, they've worked over the course of the year by engaging in very challenging questions about life and death, God, humanity, justice, spiritual practice, and our Unitarian Universalist heritage. As they speak and as we listen reflectively, may we be summoned to our better selves. May our lostness be found. May our fragments be united as we hear their words. May our wounds be healed by their prophetic and inside-filled witness. With the words that we are going to hear from them, may our spines be stiffened and our muscles grow strong by their strength and courage. May all of these things be so. Amen.
I am Victor Ginsburg. Let's get to it. Since the dawn of time, man has struggled to eke out an existence. Early on, we slept in caves, trying to stave off the freezing nights. By day, we hunted mighty beasts, working to stay one step ahead of crippling hunger. It wasn't easy, and at times there were less than 1,000 humans in the world. But we persevered, and here we are today, 7 billion strong. But what if we hadn't hunted together, but each other? What if we hadn't helped each other, but only ourselves? Our history would likely have been much more tragic and far shorter. It certainly is a good thing we were able to cooperate. It certainly is a good thing our ancestors were able to cooperate with each other for their survival. But how can you cooperate if you don't have a sense of fairness? A 2008 study at UCLA indicated that fairness is wired into our brains, and that being treated fairly activates the same part of the brain that in rats responds to food. This is consistent with the notion that being treated fairly satisfies a basic need. I imagine that once early humans were able to worry less about survival and had time to relax, they began to think about fairness less in the context of themselves and more universally. Out of these thoughts likely came religion, since fairness is a core piece of nearly every religion. A man asked the Jewish religious leader Hillel to teach him the entire Torah while standing on one leg. Hillel replied, "That which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. That is the whole Torah. The rest is explanation. Go and learn it." And the second principle of Unitarian Universalism is justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Justice and equity sounds a lot like fairness to me. Recently, two kids were berating a friend of mine for not doing something, and he was getting upset. But I knew that he hadn't been told what to do, so I stepped in and got them to stop. Fairness is a part of who I am, and the people I respect most treat others fairly too. So you better act fairly, because I'm watching.
You know, I truthfully do not quite know what I believe. My thoughts and ideas are still developing. I do not want to write down and present what I think I believe if I'm not 100% sure I am correct. Thank you. Oh, I'm Evan Gazesh, by the way. Forgot. Sorry.
I'm Tom Schmitz. Hi. How are you today? One of the things that has greatly shaped my core beliefs has been Japanese society. Like the Japanese, I value hard work, trust, and determination. Many other Japanese principles are things that I admire, and not only Japan. I highly enjoy all cultures from across the world. That is one of the things that interests me most, learning about new cultures and religions. I feel like learning about different beliefs and different people helps shape my own beliefs and beliefs and stuff. I consider myself to be very lucky to have so many influential people in my life. My parents, obviously, who have raised me since birth and been supporting me my entire life. My brother, who has been one of the best friends or brothers I could have asked for, and the people at my martial arts dojo for not only giving me something to work for, but guiding many of my decisions in the right direction, as well as just being great people. So in the credo writing process, we are given questions to answer to become paragraphs, and one of the questions happened to be, what is the purpose of life? And I found myself dumbfounded. How was I supposed to answer the question that every philosopher and their mother had been trying to answer for as long as human history? In such a short amount of time, people have spent their entire lives trying to find an answer to this question and still don't find anything. And I'm supposed to answer it right here, right now, with only 15 years on the planet and no experience trying to answer this question before. My answer is, I simply don't know. I have no idea. One thing I do know, though, is that I no longer believe in God. What I do believe in, however, is people. I believe in the accomplishments of people and the failures of people. We are not perfect, but we are meant to grow, and that is what we are here to do. I have not grown far down my own path, but I don't think anyone has.
Tom, Victor, and Evan. We, as your community, recognize that you are at a unique moment in your development as human beings. This transition period from childhood to adolescence is filled with opportunity and challenge.
We see that you have reached an age filled with choices, and we know that you are capable of choosing wisely. We believe that through this process of questioning faith, you have uncovered your own inherent worth and dignity, and have discovered your connectedness to all those who have gone before you, those who are with you now, and those who may come after you.
We recognize that in sharing your values and beliefs with our congregation, with your credos, you have signaled your readiness to participate more fully in the life of this community and to participate with greater wisdom in the wider world.
We respect and commend you for having undergone and completed the coming of age process. I invite the congregation now to turn to the insert in your order of service and read together where it says, "Congregation, words of welcome to our coming of age class." Welcome. We promise to make a place for you among us. We will listen to you. We will support you. We will respect your unique spiritual path. We will honor your ongoing search for what is true,
even if that search leads you down a path very different from our own.
Okay. Now, you guys may not have this, but you need the orders of service so that you can say some words as well. Do we have orders of service? So stand up. And where it says coming of age.
Wait, where is this?
I don't know.
Where?
You can look on mine.
Ready? The search for deeper truth and about meaning takes a lifetime. We hope you will continue to embrace us as we grow into ourselves. As our worldview expands and our values and beliefs continue to take shape, we look forward to learning together and working together for a more loving, peaceful, and just world.
We know our values and beliefs are an evolving process. Invite you to continue your journey with us, taking your rightful place in a long line of free thinkers, heretics, dreamers, and seekers who dared to liberate religion from creed and crown. Our Unitarian Universalist tradition is our gift to you.
Grateful to this community, our parents, mentors, and friends, we pledge ourselves to live a life true to our core beliefs and values. Amen. Blessed be.
And we also have gifts for them. So one gift is to connect them with their heritage, and the other to the light that burns inside of all of them. And today we mark one more transition, and that is a passage from young adult, from youth to young adulthood. In the secular world, this passage is often marked by graduating from secondary school or sometimes by getting one's driver's license. In Unitarian Universalism, our tradition is to mark this time with a ceremony of bridging. We recognize that our youth have reached an age when they are expected to travel from the places they have known as home. They may travel to college or into the trades, the service, or some other worthy pursuit. They will take on new experiences. They will enjoy new freedoms and take on many new responsibilities. And more than anything, we want them to know, especially if we are parents, that they always have a place to return home to. And as a congregation, we want them to know that we are also a place they can always come back to, no matter where life takes them. So at this time, I would like to invite Lua Duan and Daniel Tuvison, along with their families, to the chancel transept. So parents behind, children in front. Yes. Oh, sorry. So I'd like to first tell you about Lua. Lua moved to Philadelphia with her younger brother, joining us on the chancel, and mom in the summer of 2012. They found USG right away. They had previously attended the First Unitarian Society in Madison, Wisconsin, since 2001. Lua has been providing excellent child care to USG and to USG families since they first arrived, and for that we are very, very thankful, and you will be sorely missed. She loves her work with children here at USG, and she's graduated from the Crefeld School in Chestnut Hill and will be attending Sarah Lawrence College in New York in the fall. She'll be spending the summer in Vietnam with her dad and other family members. Daniel here has been a lifelong resident of Mount Airy. If only we could all be so lucky. And he is a very nearby neighbor of USG. He started attending the Sunday school in 2009 and has enjoyed his involvement with several RE groups ever since. He will be attending the University of Pennsylvania in the fall, majoring in physics. Let's congratulate them both.
Lua and Daniel, you have been gifts to our congregation, and it's been a privilege getting to know you and watch you grow. We're proud of the young adults that you are becoming. You both are truly thoughtful, helpful, generous, and compassionate. We have faith in you and your abilities to make the world a better place by carrying forward the lessons you have learned in this community and in life. We trust that you will carry forward USG values of compassion, service, and empowerment to all the places you go in your life. We are sending Lua and Daniel onto the bridge of adulthood. And that bridge not only has an outbound lane, it also has an inbound lane that you are always welcome to come back and visit, and we look forward to those connections very much. This will always be a home to you both. Blessings.
We have a reading that will be dedicated towards the parents that will be read in part. Parents, you must know this. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They have come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts, you must know this. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark on the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, and his arrow may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, he loves also the bow that is stable.
Okay. Parents, you two are entering a new phase of your lives, one filled by new fears and anxieties as well as joys that you probably can't even imagine yet. Your children are no longer your children. They are becoming young adults.
Oh, no, keep going.
As you bridge two, may you be blessed and empowered in your transition. May you find in our congregation new friendships and new ways to be comforted and be of service. As your children who are bridgers today, you will always find a home at USG.
So I invite the children to come forward. Children, young adults, to come forward. All right, I'm going to need to do this without the mic.